Okay, good morning, Rabbi Seth. We are going to start Hilchos Yom Tov, which is appropriate for now. Starting El, get it to Tishrei. Your idea. We'll deal with some Hilchos Yom Tov. A little change from what we've done in the past, which is mostly we did like business-related things. But I think it's very Negeah. And Hilchos Yom Tov is very complicated because Hilchos Shabbos is straightforward. Everything's also basically. So, fine. So you ask some shaylos, but you understand that, what's also what's what. What gets complicated in Hilchos Yom Tov is that there's exceptions. And once there's exceptions, now you don't really know anymore what yeah, what not. It gets complicated. So we're going to try to go from the Makar to the Yisoides of the Inyan. Once we cover the Yisoides, then we'll understand a little bit some of the details of the Halachis to understand. Now, we all know that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, okay? And we'll see the Makar for that and how that plays out. But that's why, since it's a heter to cook, things that come. I remember one time I was at my sister's house. I may have said this story once. So I was at my sister's house, and they all went to shul. And I went to the early minyan, and I was back already. So I was back by the time everyone left. So I was back, I was in the sukkah, I was learning. And by 9 o'clock, I was already comfortable in the sukkah learning, and they're all in shul. And the cleaning lady's in the house on Yom Tov. So I walk in the house, and the cleaning lady just walks out, and she was doing laundry. I'm like, so it's none of my business, but it's my sister's. I might check her in a little bit. So I said, my sister said you should do laundry on Yom Tov. She says, no, I don't do laundry on Shabbos. So this is why you do laundry. She's like, oh, I thought it was weekday because I saw your sister was cooking, so I figured I could do laundry. So it's where it gets complicated, London, the cleaning lady's London over here. So that's the Shiloh. Okay. So where does this come from that you're allowed to do Malaches Oichel Nefesh? Oichel Nefesh is the term used by the Torah for food-related melachas. You're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So the Ramban ala Torah in Parshas Emor has a gevaldik diuk in the Psukim. Okay, so let's look at the Psukim in Parshas Emor, and let's go with the Ramban's diuk. So if you start, let's start with the last Pasuk in the first section over here. Aleph Psuki Parshas Emor, Malachas Avoida. So look at the last Pasuk. Is a pasuk in Parshas Shmo in Parshas Boy, Kol Malacha Lo Ye Aseh Bahem. Don't do Malacha on Yom Tov. Ach Asher Ye Ochel L'Chol Nefesh. Whatever's going to be edible for people who Levado Ye Aseh Lachem. That's what you should do. So that's the heter of Oichel Nefesh. Okay. Now based on that, look at the Diyukim of the Ramban. So go back to the beginning, the first pasuk in this section. It's by Shabbos. It says Sheshes Yom Te'asim Malacha. 6 days you should do Malacha. V'yom Hashvi Shabbos Shabbosai Mikra Kodesh Kol Malacha Lo Isasu. So it's very general. Don't do any Malacha on Shabbos. Don't do any Malacha. But then when it comes to Yom Tov, all the Pesukim that follow in Parshas Emor are all about Yom Tov. So listen to the Diuk of the Ramban. Unbelievable Diuk. We've heard these Pesukim being laned tens and tens of times. Every Yom Tov you hear it twice. Or Sukkot here twice, Pesach here, and just the diukim are nifla. It says, "Bayoy Marie Shoyin Mikra Kodesh." The first day of Pesach is a holiday, is a Mikra Kodesh. Yelachem Kol Malachas Avoida Loisasu. All of a sudden, the Torah gives it a different description. By Shabbos, it says Kol Malacha, any Malacha don't do. And Yom Tov of Pesach, it says, Kol Malachas Avoida Loisasu. Don't do Malachas Avoida, which means don't do Malacha of work. Why does it say specifically Malachas Avoida? What does that mean? And then look further. Pesach Yom Shvi. Bayom HaShvi Mekha Kodesh, Kol Malachas Avoida Loisasu. Again, on Yom Tov, in the context of Shavuos, Ukros and Be'etzim HaYom Zeh Mekha Kodesh Yom, Kol Malachas Avoida Loisasu. Again, Malachas Avoida, Rosh Hashanah, same thing. Kol Malachas Avoida Loisasu. Yom Kippur, Kol Malacha Loisasu. All of a sudden, Yom Kippur doesn't say Avoida anymore. So it's Kol Malacha. Why does it switch by Yom Kippur now? Yom Sukkis, Kol Malachas Avoida, it goes back to Malachas Avoida. Shmirat Tzeres, Kol Malachas Avoida Loisasu. So Zok the Ramban, that what you see here is that on Yom Tov, the Isra Malacha on Yom Tov is called the Isra of Malachas Avoida. And the malacha on Shabbos is kol malacha lo isasu, no malacha, which is Yom Kippur is the same thing. You're not allowed to do any malacha, so it says kol malacha lo isasu. So Dr. Ramban, the yusoid of the heter of Eichel Nefesh is that food, that when you cook, you don't feel like you're working, you're just not being paid. You're cooking for yourself, you're having breakfast, it's kishmak, right? But if you go out and mow your own lawn, you feel like you're, even if it's for yourself, but you're working, it's hard work. When you're doing something for your own benefit, to eat, it's not malachas avoida, it's not called work. It's called malachas hana'ah. It's a malacha for yourself. You're enjoying it, you're preparing your food for yourself. That's part of it. You don't get, that's not considered a malacha, it's not considered a work in that way. So on Shabbos, the Torah says, kol malacha, any malacha, whether it's malachas hana'ah, whether it's for your own benefit, or it's for your avoida, it's malachas avoida that you do hard work for. It's either work or hana'ah, doesn't matter. Kol malacha lo isasu. That's Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But on Yom Tif, the isra malacha is kol malachas avoida lo isasu. Don't do malachas avoida, don't do malacha which is work, which is considered to be difficult and strenuous, and it's work, it's in the field, it's preparing something, it's creating something, it's doing. That's what you shouldn't do. But malachas hana'ah, malacha which are involved in creating in your own benefit, making food for your own yom tif, that's permitted.
Is so, it's all in regards to food?
Yes, it's all food.
So what's the difference between catering
and catering? It's not a difference. The point is, no, but the idea in general, food, creating malachas avoid, malachas food-related malachas are considered to be malachas hana'ah. It's considered to be something you enjoy to do. It's doing for your own benefit. It's not considered to be a work. You're right. Sometimes people, their job is to do that. But that still doesn't, you know, a person's job could be a chazan also. You know, but the point is that it's a different type of malacha. That's the point. Now, the interesting thing, Zakta Ramban, is the only place in regarding Yom Tif, Itaka doesn't say Malachas Avoida, is that first pasuk we mentioned in Shmois. There it says, Kol Malacha lo ye'asabem, don't do any malacha. Oh, but there the Torah specifies, Ach asher yachal chol nefesh, it has to limit. Because since it used the word Kol Malacha, it has to provide the limitation of chol nefesh's mutter. But otherwise, the definition of Malachas Oichal is Malachas Avoida versus Malachas Hana'ah, and this is the Ramban's Yisoid. Why Oichal Nefesh is Mutar? It's a different type of malacha. And the Torah never asked for this malacha on Yom Tov. Okay? This is going to become very significant towards the end of the year to understand this Ramban, but halachically. But the Ramban is saying is that there's malachas avoida and there's malachas Oichal Nefesh. It's a different type of malacha. Things that you do in your own home, you do to prepare your house. This is all things that you're allowed to do. Things that you go out to the field and you're busy, you're working, you're doing. That is a different sug of malacha. It's a different category, and that's malachas avoida, and that's aser even on Yom Tov. Okay, very gishmak Ramban, and the diukim are very good. I quoted the Ramban over here. I'll just read it inside for a minute. Ramban says, "Aval pirish malachas avoida. What is malachas avoida? What is it called malachas avoida? Kol malacha she'einena la'oichel nefesh. Any malacha which is not for oichel nefesh." You see that the Torah says that's avoidah. People that work in the field, it's called avoidah. It's hard work. You see that avoidah is considered what you do in the field. You do as hard work. That's considered difficult, right? It's not easy to go work in the fields, places. Go work on it's hard work. You got to go do that's malacha. That's called malachas avoida. The malacha shibayichal nefesh shimalachas hana'ah loy malachas avoida. That's the Ramban's fundamental principle when he's explaining Hilchas Yom Tov. So Hilchas Yom Tov, Dr. Ramban, oichal nefesh is malachas hana'ah that was never asered in the Torah, and only malachas avoida is what's asered in the Torah. Very beautiful Ramban. It's interesting to point out, I have over here a quote from the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh wants to say a different explanation in why the Torah asserted, why there's a heter of Eichel Nefesh. If you could share with us, I don't have enough. But there's the Eichel Nefesh, the Shagas Aryeh has a different explanation for why Eichel Nefesh is mutter on Yom Tif. Why you're allowed to cook on Yom Tif. He says, because on Yom Tif, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Shlomi, this is up your alley. It's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. I can't enjoy Yom Tov after you eat yesterday's food. Come on. It's gotta be fresh. So if there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, it has to be that the Torah allowed you to cook. That's the Shakas Aryeh's explanation. He says like this, Mavur Bidvar, Yisoid Hatam Lachasach, Nefesh Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. Okay? Now, what's interesting is, it's not Simchas Yom Tov. So the Shakas Aryeh has a fascinating shayla, which, it's a famous, this part of it is a more well-known Shakas Aryeh, but the context of how it came out is not as well-known. Shakas Aryeh is a shayla. Is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Simcha, again, what does Simcha mean in the Torah? Obviously, the Gros says it means to be in a good mood. But it's defined by good meat and wine. Right?
Bottom line.
Good meat and wine. That is the definition of Simcha in the Torah. It is meat and wine. So, you can, and it's supposed to be the time of the Beis HaMikdash with a carbon shlamim. But nowadays, any basar v'yayin is a kiyum of Simchas Yom Tov. So is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah? Or, we don't say halal Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is a different attitude. You're supposed to be more serious. You're supposed to be more whatever. Maybe there's no inyan of Simchas Yom Tov. Zoktah Shagas Aryeh, if there would be no mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't be allowed to cook on Rosh Hashanah. There should be an iser, not to make achal nefesh. So Mamela Zoktah Shagas Aryeh, from the fact that the Torah says that you're allowed to have a heter of achal nefesh on Rosh Hashanah, it's muchach that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. As always, Zoktah Shagas Aryeh, Peladik Achidish, that's how he proves, that's how far he goes with this concept. He proves the inyan of Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah from the fact that you're allowed to cook on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So obviously there's an inyan of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And Mamela, there is an inyan of Basar V'yayin on Rosh Hashanah.
But there's no
idea
of Simcha on Shabbos.
No, Shabbos is Oynik. It's different, it's not Simcha. Oynik means you're supposed to enjoy the day, but it doesn't have to get you to an elevated state of Simcha. So Mamela, you can be right to a chicken. You want to get to Simcha, you gotta bring it up a notch. Right? What? On Shabbos, there's no Indian Kipshutai. There's no Indian of Simcha on Shabbos. The Indian of Shabbos is Oinig, is just to enjoy the day, etc. Simcha is to get you to an elevated Ruchni Azdika state. And then Mela Basar Shlomim was supposed to get you there. And now, like the Amshar Shlomim explains, if you can't do it with Basar Shlomim, so regular Basar with Yayin also gets you to that point. Okay, whatever the point is. But that's the Indian of Oichel Nefesh according to the Shagas Aryeh. But regardless, I think most places can go with the Ramban's type of explanation, as we'll see, that the Heter V'Ochel Nefesh is based on the limitation in the Torah. The Torah says, Melechas Avoida is Asar, but Stam Melacha is Mutar. Okay? Fine. So now we know that Ochel Nefesh is Mutar. However, what becomes problematic, like we said earlier, is that not everything is Mutar. A lot of things are Asar. And even certain food preparation items are asr. And this is where it gets very interesting, and there's going to be a lot of pshatim in the Rishonim. What's the pshat? But the place that the Rishonim come from is an open Mishnah on the third parak of Beitzah. And that Mishnah I have over here quoted. It's the Mishnah in Beitzah of Gimel Mebeis. The Gemara says, Ein tzadim dogim min abibarim b'yomtev. You're not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov. I mean, a bibar, whatever. You can't go fishing on Yom Tov. So, frek the Rishonim, why not? I'm going to go fishing and eat the fish. That's the question. So what's tzeda? I know it's tzeda. And cooking is bishul. And you're allowed to do it, right? Cooking is bishul, and you're allowed to do it. So why can't I do tzeda? That's the question. Why can't I? Yeah. I'm planning on eating the fish. Why can't I eat it? Right? And apparently, I don't know if I can be mad on this firsthand. So apparently you're not allowed to go hunting on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to trap a fish and go fishing on Yom Tov. Question is, why not? If you're going to plan on eating the fish, why can't you do it on Yom Tov?
And this is for sure talking about where
you're planning
on eating it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. As I frak the Rishonim Akasha. They don't understand, or they ask the question on the Mishnah, I thought Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. If Ochel Nefesh is Mutter, then hunting and fishing and trapping should also be Mutter. So now the Rishonim have to start make carve-outs. Now, all of a sudden, it's not so clear-cut. Let's figure it out. Now we have to make carve-outs as far as which Eichel Nefesh is mutter, which Eichel Nefesh is not mutter. So Zokt Rashi. Rashi says in Ein Sadim, Af agav deshchita v'afia u'bishol me'avos malachas hein, even though shchita and afia and bishol are also malachas, yet hutru l'tzorich yomtev, yet they are hutar, they are mutar for yomtev. Time of Mishom, the reason for those is the e'ef shemayar of yomtev, because you couldn't have done it before. The shechita, if you're going to shech the meat before, chayish l'michmar bisser, it's going to spoil. They didn't have refrigeration back then. So you're going to shecht an animal before, it's going to spoil. Avotzeida, but hunting, efshe l'tzudei mi b'oidiyoy v'anichenu b'mitzdos, you could trap it and leave it there and come back and get it tomorrow. V'lo yomus l'mocha yitzleyu. So Zot Rashi, a new yisoid, that even though melechas eichel nefesh is mutter, only melacha, he said, it would make no difference.
Right.
It only melachas that you have to do on Yom Tov. But melachas that it will make no difference whether you do it on Yom Tov or Erev Yom Tov, those are taken not mutar, and you should do them Erev Yom Tov. Machloikis in the poiskim, does Rashi mean midaraisa? Does Rashi mean midirabanon? Okay? But I did see in the Or Zeruah, it sounds like it's daraisa. Others sound like Rashi means daraisa. Okay.
Meaning, according to some who say it's derabanan, if you were tzad on Yom Tov, it would only be derabanan if it was for Eichel
Nefesh. Right. Meaning, according to Rashi, the exception of tzedah is not a fundamental exception. It's an exception because you could do it yesterday. But it's not a fundamentally different type of malacha. But malachas that you could do yesterday, you could do from the day before. So what would go into that? Harvesting. You can't go harvest your field on Yom Tov and then start going through the whole process to create flour and then bake. Yeah, you could bake on Yom Tov because you want fresh bread. But you can't harvest your stuff on Yom Tov because that you could have done yesterday. That makes no difference. When the harvest is ready and when it's taking off the chaff and all that stuff, until the point creating the flour, you can't make flour. You got to have your flour ready before Yom Tov starts. Now you want to start making the bread. That's mutter, because that's fresh. That makes a difference to do it today or yesterday.
Wouldn't it be easier to say it's not
Shabbat Lechol
Nefesh?
No, it is
Shabbat Lechol
Nefesh.
Everyone's going to go hunting?
Everyone wants meat.
Okay, but...
No, so it's part of that malacha. It's not an independent thing. Right? Yeah, everyone needs to harvest. Just maybe I hire someone to do it for me, right? I also want bread. Rashi's saying a yisoid that anything you could have done yesterday, that's not mutter. The Rishonim.
And if you did do it yesterday,
according to Rashi, it'll be usher.
So nowadays you can do it yesterday. You can prepare. What's the
have to cook my lentil? You can't, Liza. It's still better fresh. It's still better fresh. So the Hagdara like Rashi, now where is it going to come in? Is it going to come in on certain things, grinding certain things and different types of malachas that according to Rashi maybe you have to keep track of? Is it so pashut that everything, right? Some things make absolutely no difference if it's yesterday. As a matter of fact, maybe it's even better. Sometimes they'll say, you know, make it and let it freeze overnight or something, like a dessert type of thing. Or sometimes it should marinate longer in the thing. So maybe adrabah, maybe those things you shouldn't do on Yom Tov according to Rashi, you know. But in general, this is the chiluk of Rashi. Tosfos in the beginning of Ein Sadin, Tosfos pirush Rashi. Av kavdo echal nevesh motor haynu dafka koin b'shul v'afiyah v'shchita di efshar mibrav Yom Tov. Aval tzeda efshul tzu demer Yom Tov. So Tosfos v'loy nehira. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Kedim afarsh b'resh b'chilton, and he says it's not true. Where did we find the chilek between something you could do yesterday and not do yesterday is in non-direct oichel nefesh malachis. For example, there's a machlokes in the Tanaim, are you allowed to do machshirei oichel nefesh? What's machshirei oichel nefesh? Malachis that are, they're not oichel nefesh, but they will help for the oichel nefesh. It's a classical example in the Gemara, is are you allowed to sharpen the knife? Are you allowed to sharpen the knife in order to shecht, let's say, in order to? So, are you allowed to sharpen the knife? You're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. You're allowed to sharpen the knife, or that you could have done yesterday. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, look, machshir echol nefesh, efshal asoysim mesmol, that's the shayla, right? But that's where you find the difference between between yesterday and up. And Oichel Nefesh itself? Oichel Nefesh is mutter across the board.
That's Machlokes Tanaim. So they're not just arguing about when it was.
I'm saying, but the whole time we ever find a chiluk in Efshar La'asayis Mesel and Efshar La'asayis Mesel is only in the issue of Machshirin. But we never find that's an issue in the Oichel Nefesh itself. In the Oichel Nefesh itself, for Ektosis, there's no such chiluk between Efshar La'asayis Mesel and not Efshar La'asayis Mesel. And therefore, he argues on Rashi. So according to Tosfos, what would be the chiluk between hunting, trapping, and other malachis? So Tosfos is a little ambiguous. But Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. L'chein nira li, if you look at the last line of this Tosfos, he says, nira li kepirish rabbeinu rach mikinoin, or the re mikinoin, I think, shepirish le'el, b'shem didomi l'ktsira. This haste, he brings a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, if you look at the next line, there's a quote from the Yerushalmi, ach ha-sheyachal ha-nefesh, or samach le-shmaitam as-ha-matzais, so you may have heard this term before. That you're only permitted to do malachais from lisha and on, things which are from the kneading and the bread and further on. But things before lisha are asar. Okay, what does that mean? Not clear what that means exactly. We have to understand. It means, what is he saying? So there's a few other shittas on this, but this is Tosfos arguing on Rashi. Let's go back. We'll get back to Tosfos afterwards. Okay, but we know that harvesting is asur. We know that certain types of grinding, making flour, is asur. You're only allowed to take the flour you have and make bread. You're not allowed to go make the flour and harvest, for sure not. And also you're not allowed to hunt, so why not? So Rashi says you could have done the Esmol, the Rishon, Margan, and Rashi. What's the other explanation? So the Ramban, this is the Ramban in the Mochamis in Beitza, the Ramban goes l'shitasai from his pirush al ha-Torah, and he says, I already told you that the idea is malachas avoida is aser. What's considered to be at work, an avoida, is aser. What's considered to be oichal nefesh, preparing food, is mutter. So basically, essentially, says the Ramban, is that things which you do, the way you define oichal nefesh, which is malachas hana, is you have ingredients in your house. You have your whole kitchen. Whatever you do in your kitchen, that's called malachas hana. So what do you do in your kitchen? You take the flour, you take the water and the eggs, and you make bread. So that's lisha, that's mutter. What do you do in the kitchen? You have, you know, your especially in those days, what do you have? You had your chicken. You prepare your chicken. You chef the chicken, you make the chicken. Okay? But that which you have to do in order to bring the food into your rishus, that's beyond, that's already called avoida. You got to go work to find the chicken. You got to work to find the food. You got to work to create the flour. That's malachas which are done before your kitchen. That's malachas which are done in order to bring the malacha. It's chutz or shusai. That's what he says. The food, you don't have it yet. You have to go get the food. Getting the food is not mutter. So hunting, all these things, preparing in the steps which are pre-kitchen type of steps, that's aser. So memela, and especially in those days, shechting was, you did it in your backyard. You had your animals and you got to shecht and go eat. But anything before lisha, according to the Ramban, what that means is, essentially, is malachas which are before you have the food. It's getting the food into your shus. That's called malachas avoida in the Ramban, and that's aser. That's an avoida, that's work. That's not just preparing the food. What's mutter is food preparation. Food preparations, you take your flour that's in your cabinet, you make bread. But to go prepare the flour, that's done, that's called alvaida, and that's also according to the Ramban. The Ran says a similar idea. It ends up breaking down very, very similarly, but he says a different svara. The Ran says that the svara is, and the Torah will see says similar, is that malachos which are done letzorich yomim rabim. Malachas which are done not for the current need that you need. So, for example, you don't go and you need a couple rolls for supper. So, what do? You take your flour, you make a few rolls, stick it in the oven, you have your rolls, right? But you don't go and say, "Oh, I need a few rolls. Let me go harvest 10 stalks, cut down 10 stalks. I'll make my little flour." You don't do that, right? When you harvest your field, you're harvesting for the whole season. And then you do the boira for the whole season, and then you create the flour for the whole season. Then once you have your flour, you take the amount of flour you need. You make your rolls, right? Same thing with hunting. You don't go fishing because I need a salmon right now. I go to get my fish and I'm done. You go hunting. You get what you have, and then you take care of it, and then you bring it to your house, and you have what you need. You have it for a week, for 2 weeks worth of stuff. You don't go for a specific need right now. So any malacha which you do liyomim rabim, that's aser. Any malacha which you do for the need in front of you, that's mutar. So memela, making the bread is mutar, but going to create the flour is aser, because that's a malacha which people do liyomim rabim. That's his hagdara on this, which the Torah, I quoted here of the Torah. You see the Torah, he goes with this, and he says it's an issur d'rabbanan, and he explains it very nicely. He says like this, k'tzira t'china b'tzira s'chita, apa b'shanech, nefesh osrum chachamim, u'pirish ri hatam, which is Tosis, l'fi sh'adam ragal liktzer sadeyu, v'livtzer karmoy ke'echad. Because the normal derech is that you harvest your whole field at once, v'lidroich ka'anavav, and you want to make wine, so you don't go and crush four grapes to make your wine. You do barrels and barrels and barrels worth at one time. That's when you do the grape crush, whatever, and then you take as much as you need for each meal. You don't go and crush four grapes to make enough wine for Kiddush. That's not the way it's done. V'choshu chachamim, and the chachamim were concerned. She'im hayu matirim biyomtif. If we would allow you to do it, hayakoytzer kol sadeyu. You would go ahead and do everything. You wouldn't end up having a yomtif. So Zokta Tur, I'll pee these Rishonim, it's an Issur d'Rabbanan. Some say it's an Issur d'Oraisa, but he says it's an Issur d'Rabbanan because it's not in the spirit of the yomtif to do malachas, which are malachas which people generally do for longer periods of time. They don't just do for the need in front of them. Some say that this was an Issur d'Oraisa because it's not considered, right? The Ramban says it's called Malachas Avoida. These things are Avoida. But ultimately, it's breaking down in the same concept. That Milishta Ve'elach means anything which is in your kitchen, in your house, you're essentially doing the Malachas which are for food preparation is Mutar. Beyond that is Aser. Okay? Now, I didn't bring it here. Let me just quote to you the Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin. So I'm going to read you. I don't have it there in the sources, but I'll read you the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is in Tzimut Tav Tzadi Hey, and it goes like this: Kol malacha asur b'Shabbos, asur b'Yomtiv. Any malacha which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Yomtiv. Chutz mi malachas oichel nefesh, except for oichel nefesh. Okay. Now he says, Haga v'yish machmirin, the Ramah says, some are machmir, afil b'oichel nefesh, kol she'ena mafik tam klal, imasoi me'erev yomtif. Some are machmir, like Rashi, that if you could have done it, me'erev yomtif, to not do it on yomtif. Mishabura says, to be choshish for this shita, but it's been derabanan. And therefore says Mishabura, if you didn't do it, let's say there is a certain type of preparation that you could have done yesterday, and it would have made no difference. Some more fresh, less fresh. It doesn't make a difference. Once you have it, and it sits in your fridge, and it marinates, it's fine. It doesn't make a difference. So, that type of item, you should do Me'erev Yom Tov. However, if you didn't, you could do it on Yom Tov. Miu, im lo yasar Me'erev Yom Tov, yesh b'tzarech Yom Tov, mutar la'asayseh. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the following: Ketzira, harvesting; Tchina, grinding; Betzira, which is harvesting grapes; Tzeda and Schita. Afal pi shei melechas oichel nefesh, even though they are oichel nefesh, osrum chachamim. The chachamim say it's aser, and he's quoting like the Torah that it's aser v'der abanan. Now, in the Mishnah Brura, he says, the harbei poiskim cholkim. A lot of people argue on this Shulchan Aruch. The soivim de melechas avoida haniskarim leel asur min haTorah. Like the Ramban, it's asur min haTorah, and it's not min derabanan. Okay. Now, what's the difference if it's deraisa derabanan? Either way, not allowed to do it. The difference is, if you have a very specific need, why you need it, can you ask a goy to do it for you? If it's derabanan and you have a need, it could be umbilta to get a goy to do it. It's asking a goy to do a malacha derabanan. So, I don't know how, nowadays it's not so shchiach, but you know, let's say you would need, yeah, fine, but that's a different story. I'm saying, these malachas, what would you, you ran out of challah, so you tell your guy, hey, go harvest for me some enough that to make a couple challahs. So it could be, it would be mutter if you had no other choice. But it says in Mishabura, to be choshesh, that we are rishonim, like the Ramban, we said that it's a malacha deraisa. Anything beyond lisha ve'elach. Okay? So now let's just chazar what we have, and then we're gonna have, this is just the fundamentals, and we'll get into some questions, and we'll pick it up. So what we have is that there's a heter on Yom Tov to do Eichel Nefesh. We said two pshatim, what's the heter? Ramban says the heter is because the Torah qualifies that the malacha, which is also on Yom Tov, is malachas avoida, not malachas hana, and malach nefesh is motor. Shagisarye says the soida is al tzimchas Yom Tov. Even though Eichel Nefesh is motor, but the Mishnah says Seda is Aser, the Yishalim says Ketzira is Aser, and why is Ketzira and Seda Aser? Must be that there's a limitation in the Heter of Eichel Nefesh. What's the limitation? So we have a few Pshatim. Rashi says because those Malachas you could do yesterday. The Torah says because those Malachas are done for a long time. They're not done for just the need in front of you. The Ramban says because those Malachas are Malachas Avoida. They're not done with the food that you have in your Rishus. Not done, you know, they're done to prepare ingredients. They're not done with the ingredients. And therefore, it's a different classification of malacha. And those malachas are aser on Yom Tov. It seems like the Shulchan Aruch paskins, those malachas are aser derabanan, but Mishabur brings down that maybe they're aser deraisa. Now, based on this, we said grinding is aser. Because grinding is one of those malachas. It creates the flour. But we know that there's certain types of grinding which is mutar on Yom Tov. Right? On Shabbos, for example, you want to make a salad, you have to be all careful, am I cutting it in small pieces, am I doing it right before, whatever. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cut salad and that's it. But if cutting is toichen, then you should have to be limited in what you do. Same with boyer. Are you allowed to use a peeler on Yom Tov? Some people say you peel on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, or let's say the mar, grind the mar with a hand grinder. Right? They want to have it fresh by the Seder. So you take like a hand grater and you grate the mar like by the Seder. But that's Teuchen. I thought Teuchen is one of the malachas that's also in Yom Tov. Yet we find that even though Teuchen is also in Yom Tov, there are cases you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So now we have an exception to the exceptions.
There are people that use a hand grater on Pesach?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
About the
salt one. Yeah, that's a separate issue. But the hand grater is brought down, even. That some people did it. It was an old minhag in Europe that Big Talmid Chacham used to do that. Yeah. Question is again, why, if it's tchina, is that mutter or zarasa? If teichin is one of the malachas, which is
awesome. Besides using a grater, what? There's no other way to grate it.
So what? Do it before.
Because you need it right now. So it'll never. You need it right
now. No, but the whole point is, it doesn't make a difference necessarily. If it's a type of malacha, which you could have done before, or it's a type of malacha.
You can't do it before and then it won't be fresh.
Okay, but if it's a type of malacha that's done, it's teichin. Teichin is also, we just said.
It's for mitzvah now.
It doesn't make a difference.
Evidently, Teuchen has two
tzuris,
one in the field and one in the kitchen.
Right, exactly. That's the point. That's the chiluk. The chiluk is that Teuchen, even though it's under the category of Teuchen, obviously there's a type of Teuchen which is avoida, and there's a type of Teuchen which is malacha, melachas hana, which is like a nefesh. It's a different, right? So that's going to be where we're going to have to start splitting and dicing over there. You know? Yeah, exactly.
I've heard, right?
Grinding pepper is a big. I worked on that. That's a very big sugya. We're gonna have to get to that. Whether it's mutter or aser, and then other types of malachas that go into it. Okay. So, Mitzvah Hashem, this will be the subject. Continue next week.